And now this is a dictation for Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R, April 3, 61. Addresses a letter to Family Practice Residency, 629-8145. Dear Sirs, a follow-up for Mr. Joyner, who has advanced renal failure, presently stage 5, with nephrotic range proteinuria, last visit in May. We sent him for educational class to understand the meaning of advanced renal failure and trying to come up with plan of options. He says to have adjust his diet the best he can to control on high potassium, eating healthy, minimizing animal protein. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, changes in urination, no gastrointestinal bleeding. He denies dyspnea, chest pain, pruritus, skin rash, headaches, review system is negative. His present medications include losartan, Norvasc, Demadex on diabetes cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure here was in the 132 over 76 with a weight of 168, alert or intestine free, and no evidence of pulmonary edema, pericarditis, or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry from yesterday, creatinine 4.6 for a GFR of 14 stage 5, high potassium 5.5, metabolic acidosis of 20, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus elevated 4.9, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 5, with renal biopsy showing diabetic glomerulosclerosis, secondary type FSGS, there was some endothelial injury, thrombotic microangiopathy, which is non-specific, although hypertension is the most common association. We have a long discussion today again about the meaning of advanced renal failure. It's true, he has not had symptoms to start dialysis. I explained all those to him. Most people start having those for a GFR around 12 or below. We discussed the options from home peritoneal dialysis, in-center dialysis, the AV fistula, exploring a renal transplantation. He is still very hesitant one way or the other. He acknowledged, however, that he will do something as he wants to take care of his young family. He still has young boys at home. He will continue restricted diet. However, he is going to need help for the high potassium, metabolic acidosis, and elevated phosphorus. We will monitor chemistries for potential EPO treatment for anemia. I encourage him to make up his mind so we can tend a referral to surgery, outpatient procedure. It takes 2-3 months for these fistulas to mature. In the meantime, he will continue chemistries. Plan to see him back in a month, all questions answered. He wants to also explore transplantation. Mother is volunteering, but mother is already 80 years old, unlikely to be able to donate. End of dictation.